Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1576. We're learning today. Lili Nishmas Moshe Doiv. Ben Rabbanan Zizu Lili Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. Lerfu Shalem Elisheva Bas Yehudis Rezel. And Lerfu Shalem Yaakov Ben Sarah. Getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay, so interesting thing. Of course, we are in the category of Chasar and Kis. We're working on our first category of Muksa Machmas Chasar and Kis. How it works, what it's all about. So there's an interesting, we've been going through the last few shiurim, some various different examples, trying to, we have the klolim, obviously, in general, something, some chasar and kis, meaning something somebody is makbid on, they don't want it to be used for any other purpose. Some place can hold that you need to set aside a separate place for it. And so on. But the question comes up, very interesting. We'll start with the Mishnah Berurah, but in reference to paper, plain paper, if a piece of paper, nothing to do, it's not a sticky paper, it's not a paper that has, if I have a paper, let me explain like this. If I have paper with special, important numbers on it, let's say I've made certain cheshboinis, and it's very precious to me, these cheshboinis, or some other paper, like some sort of a contract or something, these various different type of things. So besides the fact that it falls under the category of shtari hadyoitis, it's a separate thing, contracts and these type of things, but sometimes that paper could also be muksa machmas chasar and kis, right? I have this very special paper. If I lose it, I'm in trouble because I have all different type of numbers on there that I must have. And if anybody uses it for some other purpose and something happens to it, I am really, really lost, let's say, right? And whatever the case might be. So that could fall under chasar and kis also. A lot of times these papers are put into special places. And even to the point, there's certain papers that are held in a safe, right? Certain different type of things people have. But be it as it may, I don't want to get off on a tangent. So that's a separate issue. But we're talking about plain and simple writing paper. I use this paper to write my, let's say, Chidushe Torah, right? Lahavdil, somebody uses paper to do certain drawings on, whatever. But it's a regular paper, finish. So where does that fall into play? So some of you might be thinking, paper, why would paper have anything at all to do with chasar and kis? What does that have to do with chasar and kis? So believe it or not, the Mishnah Berurah classifies regular writing plain paper as chasar and kis. What would be another way of looking at paper? We could look at it. Some of the poskim, again, we'll go through the various different shitas and see how it works. Some of the poskim can bring down paper, possibly could be klishe melachta le'isr, right? What is paper used? Paper is used to write on. What is writing? Writing is an isr on Shabbat. It's one of the lamites malachas of kaysev, writing, right? So it's one of the lamites malachas. It's an iser. Using the paper is used for iser, klisha malachta le iser. Some want to say that. But there are some poskim who say, what do you mean? Ramoshev talks about paper like, mamish, which baldas is going to throw out paper? Ramoshev says such a lushan like, who in their right mind is going to just throw out regular paper or let paper get ruined? And the point is that nowadays it's easy to buy paper, whatever, but years ago it was harder to get paper, and somebody writing Chidushei Torah and writing things down, they're learning and trying to remember many various different people writing sfarim, whatever the case might be, they push at the paper they didn't have. They didn't have the paper, or they had a few pieces, and it was so precious to them. It wasn't something you could just, let anybody use per se, as they say. You know what I mean? It's I forgot who it was. I think, if I remember correctly, offhand, I heard Rabbi Leibel Katz, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, mention a story. I don't remember who it was. Maybe the Shragas Aryeh. I don't remember which one of the major tzaddikim of the previous generations. It was so cold that mamish, many times when it's cold, the person's skin cracks or whatever, and it bleeds a little, whatever the case was. It was so cold he didn't have a pen, or he didn't have something to write. And he mamish is the little, sometimes it was a little bit of blood that he mamish used to write certain things here and there. That's how precious these things were to them, that Pasha, they didn't have the pens, they didn't have the papers. It was a very tough situation. But be it as it may, So paper, mamish, it's classified by some as chasar and kiss. It's a very precious thing that you don't want anybody else to use for no other reason. And even, like I said, Ramosha, even, you're not talking so many years ago, even Ramosha said, things along those lines that nobody in their right mind is going to just throw it away. So that's another way of looking at it. And we're going to see how the poiskim, how it works. Now, let's assume that it would be muksa, whether it's chasar and kiss, or whether it's klisha malachta le'isr, that would make a difference. But let's say we classify it as chasar and kiss. Again, I'm just giving an introduction to paper, actually. Let's say it would be chasar and kiss, in which case you can't move it. If it's klisha malachta le'isr, so you can move it for the thing or for the place. Now, let's say it's part of a notebook. I have a notebook with paper. So you have two different types of notebooks. These are all various different shilas I saw brought down in the Paiskim. We'll try and go through some of the muksas far and bring it down also. Rabbi Simcha Benim Kohn wrote a beautiful sefer on muksa. We'll see in his English sefer and Rabbaner how they look at the paper and the dershu and so on. So the different sheets is now so you have paper in a loose leaf, and then you have paper in a the notebooks that many years ago used to be all attached, right? You have, let's say, I don't know, 100 blank pieces of paper in a notebook, but it's all attached in the binding. In other words, if you pull off the binding, all the papers fall apart. And then you have a loose leaf, as we know, the famous quote unquote loose leaf, so you just pop open, pop closed. So how would that work? Let's say it would be chasar and kiss. And what about a regular notebook? And what about a notebook that has Chedushei Torah in it? Let's say I have 5 pages written of my Chedushei Torah, my writings and learning, right? Things that I write down. And there's another 50 pages over there that's blank. And if you're going to tell me it's chasar and kiss, could I move the notebook? Could I not move the notebook? And these type of things. Obviously, we're not talking about a notebook that has numbers in it, Cheshbonis. That's a totally different thing. You're talking about Shtari Adyotis. It's a different type of, the whole thing would be muksa. But be it as it may, I have Chedushei Torah, right? Or maybe something, writings I have to show to children, little things, a picture or whatever, but there's many blank papers in there, and you have a loose leaf which I could just pull out each one separately. Maybe does that make a difference? And then you have a regular notebook whereby it's all attached by the binding. Would that make a difference whereby it's all attached in one? Okay, we'll see upcoming shiurim. That's basically the introduction as to paper. We'll see how the poiskim can look at it, what it's all about. We'll go from there. Thank you for listening. Aslochem Brocha Kol Tuv.